As you sit watching this film, the upper layers of the atmosphere are being bombarded by meteors. You may not be aware of it, but it is the atmosphere surrounding the Earth that protects you from such disasters. Thanks to the atmosphere, more than 10,000 tons of meteors are consumed in the Earth's atmosphere every year. However, some of these meteors are large enough to put an end to all life in the event they fall on Earth. Indeed, some meteors have previously fallen to Earth have caused major changes in the world's geological and ecological structure. One of these, which fell on Tunguska in Siberia in the early 20th century, estimated to have been 60 kilometers in diameter. This meteor destroyed a 2,000 square kilometer area of forest and caused an explosion 1,000 times greater than the atom bomb dropped over Hiroshima. Only the fact that nobody was living in the region prevented a terrible tragedy taking place. It has been estimated that had the same meteor fallen, for instance, on top of the Eiffel Tower, some 10 million people would have lost their lives. The well-known scientist Carl Sagan describes the events that took place when the Tunguska meteor struck. In the early morning hours of June 30th, 1908, in central Siberia, a giant fireball was seen moving rapidly across the sky. Where it touched the horizon, an enormous explosion took place. It levered some 2,000 square kilometers of forest and burned thousands of trees in a flash fire near the impact site. It produced an atmospheric shockwave that twice circled the Earth. For 2 days afterward, there was so much fine dust in the atmosphere that one could read a newspaper at night by scattered light in the streets of London, 10,000 kilometers away. Another instance is a meteor of some 100 kilometers in size that struck the Gulf of Yucatan in Mexico. The age of the dinosaurs came to an end in the wake of this meteor strike that took place around 65 million years ago. An examination of what took place during this impact will help us understand the kind of likely effects of the two impacts indicated by Bediüzzaman Said Nursi and revealed in verses. Such impacts gave rise to fundamental changes in the ecological system. The first effect was widespread destruction. Volcanic eruptions in the wake of the impact gave rise to earthquakes, tsunamis, severe storms, fires, and acid rain all across the planet. This meteor, which turned into a ball of fire the moment it entered the atmosphere and was 4 times brighter than the sun, led to global warming. The impact took place at a temperature of boiling point. Chemical changes occurred in the atmosphere, and gas and dust clouds spreading across the world, together with evaporated sulfur, led to a global darkening that blocked out the rays of the sun. As a result, global temperatures dropped. There was permanent winter for a number of generations, and photosynthesis came to a halt. Scientists report that if photosynthesis stopped for just 1 year, the whole ecosystem would collapse as a result. Because 99.9% of life on Earth is dependent upon the sun, and the elimination of the sun means the elimination of the first precondition for life. Therefore, long-term blocking out of sunlight altered the ecological system on Earth. With the disappearance of plants and planktons, there was a sudden drop in the world's oxygen levels. plant-eating animals soon starved to death. And this change, which lasted for hundreds of years, resulted in the disappearance of a great many animal species. In the wake of this meteorite collision, which took place 65 million years ago, 90% of the living species in the seas and 70% of vertebrates on land disappeared. The most important impact of this extinction, known as the Cretaceous-Tertiary mass extinction, was that it led to the end of the age of dinosaurs.